I'm sorry, my computer was a little slow this morning. So we left off page Kuf Nun Zayin. Kuf Nun Zayin. Let's pick up three paragraphs from the bottom. Im hamabat shel ha'adam. If the perspective of man, hein b'maase, hein b'argosh, hein machshava, if the perspective of man, both in his actions, as well as his feelings, as well as his emotions, or his emotions and feelings, humabat shel losis, is a perspective, is an outlook of giving. Harik shakol mashu chava, kol mashu over sivivo, hu misachid ito mitzad nekudas hatov shabedav. So, if you remember again yesterday, we spoke about the idea that in life, all dynamic life activity falls into one of two categories. You're either giving or you're taking. Either giving or taking, giving or receiving. And his idea, although we have to see exactly how to understand this fully, is the act of giving is an act of his achdus, what he calls connectivity, connection. The act of taking is ultimately an act of pirut, an act of separation. So he explains that, and the other idea is that if a person is a conditioned giver, then by definition, that causes him to go ahead and connect with that which is good in the other. Meaning, and the other can mean a person or a situation. Because if a person ultimately is a nosin, is a giver, that means whenever a person encounters another, a person encounters the circumstances, situations, all a person wants to do is be able to give and be able to better something. If you want to be able to better something, that presupposes that what? That you assume that there is something to be bettered. If there's nothing to be bettered, if there's nothing redeeming, then ultimately there's nothing you can do. So his whole chap is that if your whole outlook in life is to give, by definition, you will see the good in everything. Masha Inkin, im mabato, hu mabat shalakabel. On the other hand, again, if a person's perspective is the perspective of always receiving, of always getting, then it could turn out, it's actually a very dramatic statement. It could turn out a person is living in his own home with his wife and with his children, but deep down he's disenfranchised, he's alienated from them. And I will say it's such a profound yisod. If a person is a taker, then by definition a person spends their lives wondering what others could ultimately do for them. And the truth is, when a person has that perspective, it's never enough. It's never enough because I always feel somebody should be giving me more. Somebody should be doing more. So a person could go ahead, if they have a mindset of a taker, they could be living with a wonderful, beautiful family in their home and yet totally estranged from them. Yochol adam lahanik ava b'meshech eshim u'shloshim shana. V'la'asos zos lo b'chtei lahanik, ela b'chtei shiyeh lo mi shiyachzer lo. A person could spend 20 or 30 years literally nurturing another with love. I could spend a lifetime loving someone else. And the truth is, although it looks like I'm loving that individual, at the end of the day, I'm really loving that individual for what purpose? So that they will love me back. I'm investing in another in order that they give me something back. Nimsa shazu ha'anaka l'man kabbalah. Therefore, it turns out that this act of nourishing is ultimately for the purpose of receiving. Yeshna nesina aminas l'kabel. Yeshna Kabbalah Amanas Losis. This is very profound. There's an act of giving. There's an act of giving that's really only done for the intention of receiving. But sometimes there's also an act of receiving or of taking that is only done for the purpose of giving. He gives a mashal. Adam Shemagielu supermarket. That's Hebrew. Right? A person goes ahead and gets to the supermarket. What happens? Osef Motrin. Ula Achim. So what happens? I fill up my cart. Ula Achim Mikan. Moshit Shtar Shamasayim Shkolim. What happens? I gather up my food, my stuff, I put it in my cart, and what happens? I go to the register, I take out a 200 shekel bill, okay. Zohi nesina. So one could say, wow, that's beautiful. What am I doing? I'm giving 200 shekel to the supermarket, right? It's an act of giving. But in reality, it's not an act of giving. What is it? I'm an aslik habel. Yes, I'm giving 200 shekel. For what purpose? For what purpose? In order to be able to take that which I want to purchase. Hapu'ula harishon is hinesina. The first act is an act of giving. Ach zu nesina shekol kula movila ala kabbalah. But the truth is, it's an act of giving that ultimately is done for the purpose of receiving. Yefshar lahagdir es omek hapu'ula kinesina. You can't call that act of giving a 200 shekel bill as an act of giving. That would be incorrect. because nisina amanas lekabel, he kli lekabala bilvad. Because an act of giving in order to receive is really only an act of receiving, to take. It's not, there's no real giving there. Because very simply, if I don't give the 200 shekel, then what happens? Lo yuchal lekabel as hamatzrechem shebikesh liknos. If I don't pay the money, I don't get the items. Nimtza shekol sibas hanasina hime amanas lekabel. Therefore, again, Abosa, you see over here, here is what looks like an act of giving, but at the end of the day, the action is not for the purpose of giving. The action is only for the purpose of receiving. On the other hand, turn the page. Kuf nun ches luumas zos. On the other hand, yeshna kabbalah sheba omekin esina. Sometimes there's an action whose essence, there's an action whose essence, although it looks like he's taking, he's really giving. L'dugma, for example, adam shemekasis raglov lesos tzedako. Eitzel nedive am. So first of all, let's say a person takes it upon himself to go and collect tzedakah from those individuals who have the capacity to give. Tchilas ma'asav hu kabbalah. Now the truth is, again, if I'm going around and collecting tzedakah, so what happens? So it looks like I'm taking. Hu no tal kesef me'achirim. Ach hu lo lokeach pruta le'atzmo. So why am I collecting tzedakah? I'm not collecting for myself, I'm collecting for another cause. So at first glance, it looks like I'm taking, because I am. I'm asking from Reuven, I'm asking from Shimon, I'm asking for Levi, and I'm taking from them. On the other hand, I'm not keeping anything for myself. As komash asaf hu nosing, at the end of the day, whatever I collect, I'm giving away. Hari shezohi kabbalah amanas losis. So this is an act of taking on for the purpose or the intention of giving. Lachim, therefore, what comes out from this? Lachim. Hazihui shes karnu, this act of identification that we've spoken about, sha'adam ba'lezahos es ma'asov, that a person comes to identify his actions, hargashosav umachshavosav, his emotions and his thoughts, ha'im heim kabbalah o nesina. Person has to identify every single action. Is this an act of giving? Is this an act of taking? Sarak shiye pnimi. But what happens? A person often can't judge those actions at their face value. A person has to take a deeper look as to what the true nature of the action is. Efshar shazihui harishonim nira kikabala. It would appear sometimes that the first action looks like an act of taking. Aval be'etzem hu nesina, but in reality it's an act of giving. Vashav hefech, sometimes just the opposite. Shazihui achitzoni nira betchila kinesina. So there are some actions that look at the outset like an act of giving. Aval be'emezu kabala. But in reality, it's an act of receiving. So I will say, it's very profound about this approach. Remember, just understand what we're trying to do. The whole essence of this parak is, he feels that this, the yisod in life, after we deal with the, what he calls the hachna'ah, and the hachna'ah and habdallah, the idea of separating ourselves from that which is negative, the next step is reconnecting, creating a sense of achdus within our lives with all that is around us. And that's a positive connection. How is positive connection established? So we've already established a positive connection can't take place through the body, because the body by definition is separate. My body is separate and distinct from your body. Therefore, again, positive connection takes place on the soulful level. So we're trying to figure out, how do I spiritually connect with another, with the world around me? So again, we haven't answered that question yet, but this, I think, is an amazing yisod. If you take a look at life and you approach all things, all life activity falls into one of two categories, Kabbalah or Nesina. You're either taking, receiving, or you are giving. Everything falls into those categories. And by the way, I want to point out, so remember, taking isn't always bad, just like giving isn't always good. It depends on why it's being done. But the point is, like, but one thing is for sure, which is that if a person is a giver, by definition, they have a proclivity or a proclivity to see that which is good in the other. Because when a person has the mindset of a giver, I want to give, I want to do. So when I see you, and I might see again someone who has all of these faults, but I also see all of the good. Because again, I want to give, I want to do for you. But there's only a desire to give and to do if there's something positive to connect to. If there's nothing positive to connect to, then by definition, again, there's no need to give anything. So the person who is the giver, says the Mechaber, by definition is able to see the good in a way that the taker is not. So the goal in life is to be able to look at all of our activities and to see, is this an act of giving or is this an act of taking? Not that goal is to eliminate all taking. Sometimes in life you have to take, but the yisod is be able to judge and assess my life actions. And the tricky part is what? That sometimes an act that looks like taking could really be giving. And sometimes an act that looks like giving could really be taking. And that's why it requires real assessment of each action, of each activity, on an activity-by-activity basis. All right, so stop over here. We'll pick up. We're not finished with this section just yet. There's still more to do with it. But at least now, I think it's an incredible life tool. If you begin to look at life activities through this lens, is it an act of giving? Is it an act of taking? Again, we're not saying, remember, he's not saying taking is bad and giving is good. I mean, giving is good, but that doesn't automatically mean that taking is bad. It's just a question right now of creating a sense of self-awareness. All right, we'll pick up Mabinol of Kofman Ches tomorrow.